This shiur is dedicated to Refuah Shleima to Dr. Belazan from Teaneck, New Jersey, our dear friend. Refuas Dr. Reb Yitzchok Yankov ben Bas Yesora. Shekodesh Baruch Hu Yishlach Refuah Shleima l'Ramach Yevora v'Shesa Gidav. Many years that I have the privilege knowing Dr. Belazan as an outstanding personality. A real Talmud Chochem and a Ish Chesed. Dedicated his life to helping other people as a very prominent doctor in the community. Shekodesh Baruch Hu Shlach Lo Refuah Shleima Min HaShemayim. And he should have many years, good and wonderful years with his family. The shiur is also dedicated to the Zchusa of Moras Esther Koval, dedicated by the Rubin family, the Binyamin Rubin and his wife and family. She should have many wonderful years of peace and prosperity and nachas from her family. And as usual, Le'ilui Nishmosoi Shel Chaim Yisocha Ben Yechiel Zedeldav. Chaim Feigenbaum should be a Melitz Yosha for his family. And we should all know Eksiva V'chasima Toiva. The topic we will be discussing today is relevant. It is Eruv Tavshilin. This year, Rosh Hashanah falls on Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. One could prepare, cook or bake or do anything from Yom Tov Shabbos by doing the Eruv Tavshilin. The source of this sugya is in Beitza Tezvov Amid Beis and Chazal actually. Based the Tekon on a Posek Zohar Asyom Shabbos Lakacho Zohreu Me'acher Haba Lahashkicho. When Yom Tov falls Erev Shabbos, there always is the chashash that maybe Shabbos will be neglected or forgotten because everybody's busy preparing for Yom Tov. So Chazal were metaken. In the midst of your preparations for Yom Tov, put aside Erev Tavshilin, and remember, we have Shabbos as well. So Rove explains, Kedei sheyivrer monei yofa leYom Tov v'monei yofa leShabbos. Rav Ashi says, the Tekon of Erev Tavshilin speaks to the intellect. Kedei sheyomru, ein Yom Tov meichen leShabbos, kal v'choymish ein Yom Tov meichen lechol. That is the sugya Beitza Tezvov Amid Beis, however, it is a very simple assumption that we can be dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa because Chazal don't have the authority to be Matir in Issa D'Oraisa. So we need to explain by some way why we're not dealing with an Issa D'Oraisa, only with an Issa D'Rabbanan, V'heim Amru, V'heim Amru. This brings us to the other sugya, Psochim Mem Vav Amid Beis. Rabbah says, Hoyal V'im Miklele Orchim Chazilei. How do we define Melechus Oichon Nefesh? The Pusik says, Acha sheya ochal lachem lachon nefesh ulevada yoso lachem. A person is permitted to do Melechus when it's Melechus Oichon Nefesh. And we pask in Metoch Shutra Tzorech Utelam and Shaloyre Tzorech as long as it is Tzorech Ktsas, Tzorech Hayom. How do we define Tzorech Hayom? This is a Mechloikes Rabbe and Rav Chisda. Rabbi says, Hoyl v'mikli yochem chazilei hashtana mechazilei. It is not the intention of the person performing the malocha that defines whether it's zoichal nefesh or not, but rather the objective reality. And therefore, as long as there is a possibility that guests might just be walking in and you will need the food to be mechabit your guest, that is considered oichal nefesh, and therefore there is no isad yurais. It is merely an isad rabbonan, and therefore erev tavshilin is sufficient to be matir the Isser de Rabbon. Rav Chisda doesn't accept the svora of Hoyel, and therefore Rav Chisda argues, Tzorcha Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov. Because Kedusha Shabbos is greater than Kedusha Yom Tov, there is no Isser de Uraisa in cooking or baking or do any other hachonis from Yom Tov to Shabbos. There is only an Isser de Rabbon, and therefore, once again, Erev Tavshilin is sufficient. Is there an afkam and a halacha between the two opinions? There sure is. Because Tosfos argues in the Sugya and Psuchim that we just quoted that if Erev Tavshilin is based And hoyel v'imiklo le'yorchem must be reasonable. And therefore one cannot make a malacha when it's very close to the end of the day, very close to Seisik Echovim or even to the Shkia. It has to be relatively early to leave room for a possibility that guests might show up and we will use the food that we prepared for Shabbos, lebo b'yom, for Yom Tov. So if Erev Tavshilin is based on Hoyel, then there is a limitation to the efficiency of Erev Tavshilin. You could only use the Erev Tavshilin to cook and bake relatively early. But if we assume that Shorech HaShabbos Nasim Yom Tov, it doesn't matter, it could even be the last minute. So this is dependent on a machlokes and a shoinim, what the halacha is, because the Riv and the Rosh make it very clear that the halacha is kerabah. Erev Tavshilin is based on the svara of Hoyel v'imiklalei orchim. The Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Yom Tov, and it seems also to be the opinion of Tosfos and Beis Yosef of Beis Amid Beis, they paskin in accordance to Rav Chisda, Tzorech HaShabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov. So in my Svarim, first time in Minchas Osheh Psochem, and then once again Minchas Osheh Chumash Shemoisim, a new test, I dealt at length with the sugi of Hoyel, and I wanted to argue that maybe Rabbi goes l'shitosoi in three different sugyas. One sugya dealing with malach ha-soichal nefesh, the other sugya dealing with pikuach nefesh, and the third sugya dealing with the definitions of ovis and toldus, malach ha-shabbos and yom tov. Three different areas, but all have to do with malach ha-shabbos and yom tov. In each of these three sugyas, Rabbi has a different bar plukta, but Rabbi is the same Rabbi. So we just quoted the machloikis in Psochem and Vav. Do we say Hoyol or not? According to Rav Chisda, your intention defines whether it's Soichal Nefesh or not, and therefore, if the person cooked or baked from Yom Tov L'Choy to Yom Tov L'Shabbos, it would not be considered Malach HaSoichal Nefesh. Because his intention defines the Malacha, and he did not intend to cook or bake L'Bo B'Yom. Rabbi argues, the objective reality defines whether it's Soichal Nefesh or not. In Menuches, we find the machlokes between Rabbah and Rava. A person is fishing, a fisherman, and he threw his nets into the water. And he pulls up his net and he finds a half a ton of fish, but woe and behold, he also finds a baby in his net. So in a little boat on the river, a baby fell out of the boat, and he was in mortal danger of drowning, and by coincidence, which we call Hashgocha Protis, he saved that baby. Is he chayev chatos or not? Is he a mechal Shabbos or not? Rabbi says, how could you say he's a mechal Shabbos? It's pikuach nefesh. He saved the child. He saved the human being. Rabbi says, he did that entirely without intention, and therefore he is chayev chatos because he was mechal Shabbos. Rabbi goes to shitosoi. It is not your intention, but the objective reality. In reality, this was pikuach nefesh. Rava says no, he had no intention saving that child, and therefore he's chayev chatos. So once again, we find a similar machlokes. Source number three would be in Mesechet Moed Koton Beis Amud Beis. That's a machlokes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the third bar plukta. Mashkemayim lizroim mishamayim chayev. A person waters plants, waters trees, waters the lawn. Which malacha was he over? Rabbi says chodesh. Ma darcha shel chodesh lefu ara, af mashkamayim marpe ara. When you plow the field, the earth was rock hard, and you made the earth softer. When you give water to soil, you make it softer. Rabbi Yosef says no. Chayev mishum zoreya. Ma darcha shel zoreya latzmuch ilna av zem atzmiach. Your intention is to enhance the growth of the plant or the grass or the tree, so it's more similar to Zareya. Rav Yosef says, the intention defines which malacha it is, the relationship between Ovis and Toldus. Rabbi says, no. What we see is what it is. So maybe Rabbi goes with Shitosei. I don't want to delve deeper into this sugi because I want to speak more about the halachas of Erev Tavshilin, but it's just such an interesting concept and idea that I just mentioned it briefly. Anybody that wants to go deeper into this sugi, please check Minchas Osheh Chumash Shemoisim, a new test. That's the latest version of this discussion. How do we define Erev Tefillin? Is it a matir or a mitzvah? Is it merely a halachic tool, a halachic idea to be matir bishul vafir miyom tev l'shabbos, or is it actually a mitzvah to perform? Well, we say a brocha. Doesn't that prove it's a mitzvah? Not necessarily, because we say a brocha on Erison, and according to the Rosh and Ksuvis of Zion, it's a matir, not a mitzvah. We say a brocha on Shechita, and according to the Ravid, the Ramban, the Taz, Yoredei Seven Aleph Sif Kot New Zion, is a matir, not a mitzvah. Sometimes we say a brocha on a matir because it's a Torah idea, it's a halachic concept, and therefore it merits a brocha. So what is Erev Tefillin, a matir or a mitzvah? And if it is a mitzvah, is the mitzvah relevant to somebody that has no intention of cooking or baking at all? Or it is only a mitzvah if you need it, if you intend to rely on it? Many achronim maintain that if a person really has no intention to cook or bake from Yom Tov l'Shabbos, he has no mitzvah and he cannot say a brocha. These great halachic authorities include the Mama Mordechai, Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, Sivkot Niyut Ches, the Shoyle Meshev, Madura Beis, Chela Gimel, Siman Yud. Two of the greatest halachic authorities of our time, Rab Moshe, Igris Moshe, Ura Chaim, Chela Kei, Siman Chav Az Chavav, and Rab Shema Zalman. Quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Kechosa Perek Lamed Aleph, Ura Pei Gimel. I feel extremely uncomfortable when disputing the opinions of such great Gedolim, especially Rav Moshe Reb Shem Zalman, because anybody listening to me for any reasonable period of time knows that these are the two Gedolim whom I admire beyond limits, two probably the greatest halachic authorities of our time. But in this sugya, my feeling is, to me, it is clear that a person could say a brocha on Erev Tefillin even if he has no intention of relying on Erev Tefillin. So the first question is, are we dealing with a matir or a mitzvah? And the second question is, maybe the mitzvah is only relevant if you really need it. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin and various different sifkotins seems to make it very clear, and this idea is conveyed in many poskim, that Be'erev Tefillin we find the concept of Hidah Mitzvah. Everybody quotes the Shlo. You shouldn't take a piece of hard bread and something minimal. You should take something mechubid, a beautiful challah, a tasty tafshol, mishum Hidah Mitzvah. If it is merely a matir, I doubt whether Hidah Mitzvah would be a relevant idea. Avraham Avinu kiyem kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna. So I don't want to go into the philosophical ethic ideas and explanations. How do we define and explain the kiyum of kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna? There are various different approaches which I discussed in Minchas Osh and Chumash Bereishis. But lefi pshuton shel devarim, if Erev Tefillin is merely a tool, a halachic tool, then Chazal should have said Avraham Avinu was nizar even in the Isser of Mevashel Miyom Tov l'Shabbos. Why do they stress Erev Tefillin, which seems to indicate that it's a mitzvah? The Mishnah Berurah also brings it in that the Pasav Erev Tefillin should be used for Lecha Mishnah and then Betzias HaPas and Shalashudas, given the Savat B'Mitzvah Chodah Leyevet b'mitzvah achrita. Would this prove that it's a mitzvah and not a matir? If it's a matir, would we say kiven desavet b'mitzvah chod leyevet b'mitzvah achrita? Where else do we find this concept? Simachof alav b'tzitzis. If one of the tzitzis was torn off, you should use it for a dvar mitzvah, like a siman in a sefer. Tofresh samach dalet. Then Amo brings a minig that the arovis, the leftover arovis after sukkahs, should be kept for Pesach and used for Fiyas HaMatzis. Other poskim can bring maybe Seifas Chometz. So the Arovis, Dalad Minim, Tzitzis, these are real mitzvahs. Would the same rule apply to a matir? L'choyre not. But in reality, maybe yes. Because in the Gemara we find this concept only once, and that is in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. And in that sugya, the Gemara deals with Eri v'Chatzeros. And the Ramban makes it clear, Sefer HaMitzvos, Shoresh Aleph, Yishuv Beis, explaining why the Bahag omits Eri v'Chatzeros from the list of mitzvahs that are born, because it is only a matir, not a mitzvah. And nevertheless, the Gemara says regarding Eri v'Chatzeros, given the Savet b'mitzvachod, Eliyevet b'mitzvah achrita. To make a long sugya short, I want to give you the crux of my argument, the ikra nekuda. Why I think that every person that does an Erev Tavshilin could make a broch. There's an interesting discussion between Achroinim when a person is Shoychet leklovim or legoyim. Does he make a brocha on the Shechita? The Pri Chodesh Kunta Zachansim and Yutes and the Chai Yodom, great halachic authority, Silcha Shechita, Klal Hei Sifal of Sei. Shechita is Shechita. The Shechita is Matiris and Avela. So even though you have no kavona, no intention of eating the meat, you slaughter this animal to feed your dogs, to feed your cats, to feed your non-Jewish employees. But nevertheless, you say a brocha on Shechit. The Kaf HaChayim brings many achroinim that agree with the Pri Chodesh and the Chochma Sodo. He also brings that the Gan HaMelech has a different opinion. So, in my opinion, Erev Tavshilin would be no different than Shechita. I'm fully aware Shechita is the Oraisa. Erev Tavshin is Darabonon, but that wouldn't make any difference. We say Abroch on a mitzvah Darabonon. Shechita is to be Matir Bosor Ba'achila. Erev Tavshin is to be Matir Bishul Miyom Tev L'Shabbos. Basically, it is the same Shaila. Some Rishonim make it very clear that Shechita is only a Matir. The Ravid, Minyan HaMitzvahs Kuf Mem Vav, says that it doesn't belong in the Minyan of Taryag because it's only a Matya. The Ramban, I just quoted the Ramban on Rive Chatzeres, the Ramban says Eruv Chatzeres would be similar to Shechita, which is only a Matya. That is the opinion of the Taz, as I quoted, first Simon in Yeredeya. But nevertheless, most of the Achroinim say, even though you have no intention of eating the meat, you don't need the Shechita. But after all, the Shechita is Matir, and therefore you say a brocha. I think the same rule would apply to Eruv Tavshilin, contrary to the opinion of the many Gedolim that I just quoted. One of the interesting halachas in the Sugya of Eruv Tavshilin is the Magen Avraham, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. What is a person supposed to do if he remembers when he's already in shul, in the middle of mincha, he forgot to do an Erev Tavshilin? Magen Avraham says, Yakne kimchoi l'chaveiro. He should look for someone that did an Erev Tavshilin, and he is makne to him all the foodstuffs he has at home, the meat, the fish, the flour, and then that other person could cook and bake for him. That is the only eitz that the Magen Avraham found. Sometimes it's extremely inconvenient. Not only the embarrassment of telling other people I forgot to do an Erev Tavshilin, but asking them to cook and bake for me. It's a burden. Maybe his wife didn't intend Bechlal to cook and bake, and now she's going to have to do so for me. The Teferes Yisrael comes up with another idea. Teferes Yisrael HaMishnayis, Perek Beis Masechet Beitza, Boaz Os Beis. Teferes Yisrael says, knowing that Erev Tavshilin is only a Darabonon, b'Darabonon yesh b'reira. And therefore, because we're dealing with an Issa Darabonon, Bishul Miyam Tev L'Shabbos, and a Mitzvah Darabonon, Erev Tavshilin, the Aloha would be yesh b'reira, and therefore, a person could rely. On the Pasan Tavshil, he will be mafresh when he gets home after davening. And right now in Shul, he says, b'dein yehei sholalan, levishuli v'la'afui, the Erev Tavshilin, I will put aside later. I make that Erev Tavshilin right now. But you didn't put aside Pas V'Tavshil. Yesh Breira. The Chido, Shalas Tshuvas Chaim Shaal, Zemen Chav Tes, totally rejects this idea. I don't know whether he was aware that it's a Tiferes HaSol. I don't think so. They were more or less the same generation. He doesn't quote in the name of Tiferes HaSol, but very, very uncommon. The Chido usually is extremely moderate in the way he expresses himself, and here he is, b'shetzef ketzef hu b'chemesh fucho. He rejects this idea totally, and he comes up with a big chiddush. The Chido says that Erev Tevshir, and you need to do a ma'isa. Without a ma'isa, it is not valid. And he wants to be medayik from the lashonis of the Rambam and the Rif, that you need to take the pas v'tavshal in your hands and pick it up, and therefore, when you're in shul, and the stuff is at home, that is not considered Eruv Tavshil. Which is an interesting argument. A generation or two after the Chido and the Tiferes HaSol, we find the same argument in other Gedolim. Tshuvas Malsham, Chelik Beis, and Melamed Vav. He brings both opinions, Chaim Shaul and Tiferes HaSol, and even though the Mashal is usually a big Michael, here he is Machmer Kedas HaChido. On the other hand, Divrei Malkiel. He was the Rav in Lomza, one of the great Lithuanian poiskim, Chele Gimel Simen Ches. He wonders about the Chiddush of the Chido, and he agrees with the Tiferes HaSol. Ibididi Talia, if it would depend on me, I would make somewhat of a compromise. I think it's a tremendous Chiddush to say that you need a Maisa. Mapitom Maisa. The Diktuk Lashoinus of the Rif and the Rambam are very, very... not really a great diuk, a shvacha diuk. But on the other hand, I think that Breira definitely would not work. I think the formulation, b'dein yehei shoralon, b'ze yeh mutalano, with this we will be permitted to cook or bake from Yom Tov l'Shabbos, indicates that it has to be something which is tangible, defined, and obvious. With this, the pas and tafshel that we either hold in our hand or see on the table, or with what we set aside, that is the Erev Tevshilin. A virtual, theoretical Erev Tevshilin that is right now non-existent, but I will put it aside later. As a concept, b'drabonei yesh breira, but we're dealing with a tikkun chachamim. And the only way we could actually define what Chachamim were metaken is by studying the formulations. This loshon is found in Yerushalmi, not in Bavli, but all the poskim can bring it. B'dein yehei shoralon. With this, we will be permitted to cook and bake and do malachas from Yom Tov Shabbos. What is this? This is something which is before us, which is obvious, which we set aside already. Not we will at a later time. So Lani is daiti. If a person is in shul and he suddenly remembers he didn't do Erev Tevshilin, he could do it in shul. But instead of saying, I will set aside later pas v'tavshel, he should say, if he knows his kitchen, he could say, the first piece of fish at the mizrach side of the tray, that should be the tavshel. And the biggest challah, the one on the top of the pile, that would be the pas. And bepas v'tafshol zeh, yehei shoralon levishule v'lafuye. He doesn't have to hold it in his hand, he doesn't have to see it right now with his eyes, but it has to be defined which pas and which tafshol. Kach nera la'anius dai. I said this shiur before, and somebody told me that Reb Shmuel Zalman argued the same. I did not have time to check that as of now. If so, I am very proud to be mechaven ledatoi hagedoylo. Not only do I feel that we don't need a ma'isa, there even is a major discussion and argumentation between achronim whether the dibur is ma'akev. The Magen Avraham says that the dibur is ma'akev. Maybe that's the shit of the Ramo, while the Taz brings the marshal. Dibur is not ma'akev, but that is only if you set aside the Erev Tevshilin, but you forgot to say b'dein yehei shoralon, and you also forgot to make the bruch. very interesting passage that we find in Aruch HaShulchan. I very much love the style of the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, Siv Chav Beis writes, Noshim Shalonu Rigilot Lomar. Very interesting. It arouses our curiosity. So what do the women say? Noshim Shalonu Rigilot Lomar, that we have to share with them the Erev Tevshilin and have them participate. And they say that when the husband says the bracha of Erev Tevshilin and they're not around, that's not the right thing to do. They should be part of it. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, this is the argument that our women argue, that they should be part of the Erev Tevshilin and they should be present and aware and participate. V'yesh b'zeh hidur mitzvah afal pi she'eina ma'akev ledina. And I've always wondered, what do the Noshim say and what does the Aruch HaShulchan say? It's not clear to me. When the Aruch HaShulchan says, Yesh bezehidu mitzvah ve'en zemak of ledin, is that his opinion, which would be a chiddush, hidu mitzvah? If it's hidu mitzvah, then maybe that's what everybody should do in his home. Or maybe is that still a continuation of what the women argue? That the women say, we should be part of Erev Tevshilin, Afal Pisha Zalom Akav, Aval Yesh Bezeh De Mitzvah. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, nonsense. Ein Lezeh Mekor Ve'ein Bezeh Tam Klal. On one hand, how could the Aruch HaShulchan say, it's Hidda Mitzvah, and then say, Ein Lezeh Tam Klal? If it's Hidda Mitzvah, how could you say Ein Lezeh Tam? And if it has no Tam, why would it be Hidda Mitzvah? But on the other hand, would be very strange to me to interpret and say that the women say yesh bezehidu mitzvah afal pisha ein ze ma'akav klal. Well, today our wives and daughters are lamdoniyos, hakmoniyos. They know how to learn, they know halachas. To my dismay, some young couples, the wife probably knows Erev Tevshilin far better than the husband. Well, some of the young yeshiva boys, they know a few blad in Ksubis and a few blad in Bava Metzia and Bava Kama. Many young couples, the wife is far more versed in Hilchos Shabbos than the husband, and I think that is somewhat of an embarrassment. So how do we understand this Aruch HaShulchan? What seems to me that the Aruch HaShulchan says, yes, it is a Hidda Mitzvah, even though Ein Ez Etam and Ein Ez Emokor. When I come to think of it, well, Rava says, what is the reasoning of Erev Tevshilin? Kedesh Yivra Moni Yofel Yom Tov Moni Yofel Shabbos. Rav Ashi says, Kedesh Yoimru En Yom Tov Meichan Lachol Kal V'choy Mishen Yom Tov Meichan Shabbos. I think these concepts are far more relevant to the ladies than to the men. I mean, who is the one that decides what are we going to eat in Shabbos, what are we going to eat in Yom Tov? Who's the one preparing the food? Who is the one cooking and baking in the kitchen that needs to know Shein Yom Tov Meichan Shabbos? So, I think it makes a lot of sense. However, Toras HaMinag doesn't depend on what seems to make sense, but the entire concept of Minag, twice in Shasta we find, Menolan de Menhoga Milsi, Al Titash Toras HaMecho. And the Rishonim use a concept of Minag Vasikin. Minag has to be something that was accepted broadly in previous generations. Not everything that someone could think of, even though it does make sense. So we discussed the sugya of Eruv Tevshilin. We could go on months in dealing with various aspects of the sugya, but in the limited time we have, we touched upon a few interesting points. In this week's parsha, we read the psukim, Ki ha-mitzvah hazo yisa shero noichi mitzavcho ha-yoyim, lo nifleis yim imcho, velo ilacho ikui. Many years I was wondering, you know, I had the feeling that these psukim must convey some very, very central message. Something extremely basic and important. These beautiful psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu conveys to Bnei Yisrael before he parts with them, before he departs from them. So there are various interpretations on Pirushim and Ashoinim and Achoinim. Beautiful Pirushim, Avaloines Karurudati, I still feel that there is something far more profound. The Ramban has two different Pirushim, Ki HaMitzvah Zois, which mitzvah do we mean? According to one interpretation, it's mitzvah tshuva. Beficho ve'belvav chol asoise means vidu ipen charot asaleif. According to another pshat, Ki HaMitzvah Zois means the generality of all mitzvah satoira, klal mitzvah satoira. But then the Ramban doesn't go on to explain, how do we explain beficho ve'belvav chol la'asoise? Rabbeinu Bachye says that this posek indicates Torah avoyde gemelas chasodim. Beficho is Torah, belvavcho is avoyde, la'asoiso is gemelas chasodim. Some Hasidic forms say that this posek indicates what is a major idea in Sefer Hasidus. The Bnei Yisrael wrote a Sefer Derech Pekudechu based on this idea. Each and every one of the mitzvahs has chelkei machshove dibba v'maisa. Beficho is dibbo, Belvavcho is machshava, la'asoiso is ma'isa. These are all beautiful pshotim, but as I said, I feel there is something far deeper and more profound, and I think it is this. Be'hizboinen is bedarkei hachayim. I feel there are two very basic koiches in koiches and nefesh that make it so difficult for us to achieve real dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and real simchas HaMitzvah and simchas HaTorah. Some of the mitzvahs we have difficulty relating to. We don't understand what they're about, what is the essence of the mitzvah. They seem to be shayach to a distant world, to a distant age. Maybe they're good for the angels, but not for us right here and now in our existence, in our reality. We have difficulty relating and identifying with some of the mitzvahs. And then there are other mitzvahs we fully appreciate and understand their importance and their relevance, but they're difficult. They're difficult to come by. Some people have tremendous difficulty with Hiruri Aveir and Shmias Enai. Others with Tzedakah, with Maisek Sofim, with Chaimish, people have difficulty parting with their money. Kavonas HaTfilah is a major difficulty for many, many people after years upon years in which we daven, but we don't really have Kavona. These are mitzvahs which we all could appreciate and understand, and we know how important they are, but they seem to be Me'eva L'Yam. These two problems are what the Pasuk discusses. Ki HaMitzvah Azois Loi Bashomayimi V'Loi Me'eva L'Yam. Person can go up to the heavens. I mean, the angels are in the heavens and we are on earth. Hashomayim shomayim lashem ve'oretz nosan levnei adam. Some of us feel that some of the mitzvahs are b'shomayim. They don't speak about us. They don't speak to us. Some other mitzvahs are me'eva l'yam. Everybody knows you could get there, but it's difficult to get there. It's hard. Really demands a tremendous effort. Loi nefleisi mimcha is keneged loi b'shumayim. Loi rachoy kohi is me'eva liyam. Ki korev alecha dove miyoid. Beficho ubelvavcho la'aso yisrei. The posuk in Tehillim says, Leiftohe broli elokim v'ruach nocho in chadesh b'kirbi. And the Gaon explains, Leif Tor and Ruach Nochen, that is all we need. That is all we need. If you have Leif Tor and Ruach Nochen, you have it all. You have everything. Leif Tor, to aspire, Ruach Nochen, to understand. Because some people understand exactly what we have to do, but they don't have the shtoikikis, they don't have the aspiration, they don't have the koyach, and they don't have the feeling. Others have the feeling, the aspirations, the goals, but they don't really understand what it's about and they don't know how. So the Pasuk says, Leif Toher Broli Elokim, to want, to aspire, Veruach Nochen, to understand and appreciate what is it that we have to do. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us? Leiv tohor v'ruach nachayim. That is beficha u'belvavcha. Beficha, learn Torah. And if you learn Torah, you will understand and you will achieve the ruach nachayim. And you will understand what the essence of each and every mitzvah is, and you will understand how it relates to us and how important it is. V'belvavcha. Hargoshes haleiv, the emotional aspect. The leiv tohor. And if you will have a leiv tohor, and if you will aspire, nothing will be too difficult. Nothing will be too hard. Ein davar oimid b'fnei harotzoi. K'neged leiv tohor v'ruach nachoin, the pasuk says, ki korav elecho adav v'miyoid v'ficho b'lvavcho. V'ficho v'b'lvavcho k'neged loy nefleisi v'loy rachoiko. Lo b'shamayim v'lo me'ei v'liyam. This is the time. We're approaching Rosh Hashanah. Most of Elul is already behind us. In a week, we will all be saying, Hayom, Hayom Haras Olam, Ovinu Malkein. So this is the time to take time out for Cheshbon Nefesh, for Hesbonus, for Tshuva. This is the time to try to achieve Leiv tohor v'ruach nachoin. How? Ki korav elecho adav v'miyoid v'ficho u'belvavcho la'aseiso. Let us all daven and pray and hope for Hashanah tovah v'mesukah, k'siva v'chasim tovah b'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim, with all the tzadikim of Klal Yisrael. Eshnas go'ul v'yeshua b'biyaz go'il tzedek b'mheira v'yomeinu amen.